Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we shine the spotlight on the city of Chippewa Falls, where voters will decide on a public safety referendum coming up on November 8th and in the early voting leading up to it. Coming up, we'll hear from Police Chief Matthew Kelm and Fire Chief Lee Douglas about this public safety referendum. That's ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us. In the November 8th, 2022 election and the early voting that starts this week, the city of Chippewa Falls will ask taxpayers to exceed the levy limit by $1,227,791 a year starting in 2023. Now, funds from the referendum would be used to add one full-time police officer, three full-time fire EMS positions, and provide police and fire EMS competitive wage increase. The city of Chippewa Falls has never pursued a referendum despite state funding levels being cut or remaining stagnant. However, an increasing population makes the need for these critical services more important than ever, officials say. And we spoke with a couple of those officials recently and are glad to bring their comments to you on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. I began by asking Chippewa Falls Police Chief Matthew Kelm if things are similar to the city of Eau Claire, where public officials like him are not allowed to advocate for one side or the other on a referendum like this, but can just inform.
Yeah, that's the same case for us here. We're just here to provide facts so that the voters can make an informed choice when they decide to vote.
So I asked Chief Kelm to give us his take on the Chippewa Falls public safety referendum and why he thinks it's important.
What's in the referendum for the police department is adding one full-time police officer. Now, that police officer would be scheduled to work a power shift, which is going to be from the afternoon into the evening, such as a 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. shift, where most of our criminal activity and most of our most serious calls occur. And it allows us to respond to calls faster, and it would allow us to have more backup for the officers who are working. We've seen a sharp increase over the last number of years of more serious calls, including calls with mental health and methamphetamine. And having sufficient number of officers on the street is important for public safety for the community and for our officers.
Chippewa Falls Fire Chief Lee Douglas offers his take on the Chippewa Falls public safety referendum.
The main focus of this public safety referendum on the fire and EMS side of things is to add three full-time firefighter paramedics to our service. And just to back up a little bit, since 1990, when the city of Chippewa Falls acquired the ambulance from a private ambulance company here in the city, we have been performing a high level of service, obviously, as critical care firefighter paramedics since from in the 90s when they took it over, and we have seen a 500% increase in call volume. We are now on tap here this year to hit about 3,700 EMS calls, as compared to when we started, we were right around the 800 EMS calls mark. So, as you can see, about a 500% increase in call volume. This referendum is what we are asking for, is to add those three firefighter paramedics. And the reason for the three is we run separate platoons or shifts that are 24-hour shifts. We have three shifts, and this gives us the ability to put another ambulance out the door, if so to speak, a third ambulance on the road immediately, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Right now, the call volume has gotten so high that we are obviously struggling to get that third ambulance out. And to get that third ambulance out, we're depending on calling our people back in on their days off. And just as an example, in 2021, we had to call people back to work over 500 times last year to backfill those ambulance spots so that we had another ambulance available for the next 911 call. So really the essence of the majority of the essence of this for the fire and EMS side is to be able to provide that third ambulance response immediately so that our citizens are not waiting for an ambulance and we are not having to prioritize calls, if you will. So as time has went, we're just seeing, just like Eau Claire, you mentioned Eau Claire earlier, they are also seeing you know, record numbers of EMS calls, and not only EMS calls, but all other types of, you know, emergency calls as well.
I asked Chippewa Falls Police Chief Matthew Kalm why his department needs additional officers.
Well, we need additional police officers in Chippewa Falls because of what we have seen in the community. We've had, when we took a look at the average mess seizures, the numbers we were seeing through 2017 on average, and compared them to what we're seeing now in 2021, they've gone up by almost three times. And those calls involving people under the influence of meth and the calls that are related to meth tend to be more serious calls. So they require more officers, and they result in more violent crime and more serious crime. So we've seen certainly this year, which is obviously a very unusual year, it's important that we have sufficient police officers to handle the things that happen in Chippewa Falls, both the critical incidents that occur, but also the day-to-day activity that occurs. And that's why we want this additional police officer to help us navigate through employee turnover while maintaining an adequate staffing level, and to also provide that additional person, that additional officer on, again, those peak hours between 3 p.m. and 3 a.m. We were fortunate enough to be able to add one power shift officer back in 2019, but they only work half the year because that's just one person. This would be the complement to that one who would work the other, or who would be scheduled to work the other days to provide that extra police officer, that extra coverage at night, every day of the year.
I put to Chippewa Falls Fire Chief Lee Douglas one of the questions people are asking regarding the City of Chippewa Falls public safety referendum, and that is, why do fire EMS staff need a wage increase?
In today's job climate, if you will, as we all know, you know, it's very tough to find employees. In fire and EMS, I'll speak to that to begin with. We are seeing decreased numbers of applicants. Variety of reasons, I think, are going into that, but we're seeing some lowered enrollment numbers in the fire EMS programs. So with that being said, we're seeing it become much more competitive, if you will, between, I'll just give some examples, City of Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire Fire and EMS, Menominee, your larger full-time departments that for the most part do have the same firefighter paramedics as their employees. So we're looking at, we are a little bit, from what we're seeing, we are a little bit below what the average is being paid by some of our other surrounding departments. And again, you know, we're not looking to be the highest paid. We're not looking to be the lowest, but we feel in this job market to be competitive is it, we want to be able to be on the same playing field and be competitive with our wages, so that when it comes time to offer positions to people, we're not losing out on great candidates because our wages are too low. We want to be on a level playing field. We need to be. We need to have the best employees. We don't want just average or below average. We want the best, and we feel that is a very important component.
Similarly, I asked Chippewa Falls Police Chief Matthew Kalm why existing police officers need a wage increase as well.
We are in a time when police applicants have never been lower, and as far as where our wages are here in Chippewa Falls, they're just not at a competitive level when we're taking a look at what other cities in our area are paying their officers. And that's true with larger departments like Menominee and Eau Claire. They're paying considerably more than us when it comes to starting a first-year wage, and as you go on. But also smaller communities like Lake Halley and Bloomer, Rice Lake, Altoona, all of these smaller communities are now also paying as much or more than we are paying our officers in Chippewa Falls. So if we want top quality officers to apply to work here and top quality officers to stay working here, then we need to provide them a competitive wage. It's the cost of doing business. We want good police officers here. We need to pay them a competitive wage. It does not need to be the highest wage in the area. It just needs to be competitive. Mm-hmm. And one last point about the wages I wanted to say is that, you know, these wages that we're talking about, these are wages that we're looking at for the officers responding to the calls. These are not wages increases for myself or our administrative staff here. It's for the officers responding to the calls, the boots on the ground people. That's where we're looking to focus this competitive wage increase, mm-hmm. to get good new officers and to keep the good officers that we have here.
Police Chief Matthew Kelm says the reason this public safety referendum in Chippewa Falls is being proposed right now is because
the need is right now. We're at a point where the city cannot increase staffing levels. They do not have the ability to do that with how the levy limits and how things are constructed right now. They just don't have enough money to add these positions. And the positions are needed now. As Chief Douglas talked about with the call volume at the fire EMS department, the need is right now. We know that. With the aging population and coming out of the pandemic and those kind of things, the need is now. And it's the same with the police department. The reason we're asking now is because we're to the point where we have to go to this step. We'd prefer not to, honestly. But this is the mechanism that we have available for us to do this. And if it wasn't direly needed, if it wasn't needed now, then we wouldn't be asking.
Let me ask both of you, starting with you, Chief Kelm, what happens if this referendum fails on November 8th?
If the referendum doesn't pass, as far as staffing, then we're going to be continuing to respond to calls, more serious calls with at times insufficient staffing. So that creates a greater danger for our officers responding to calls, and it creates longer response times and those types of things when we're responding to critical incidents. The calls more and more often require two or three or more officers to respond to, and when you only have three officers working very, very quickly, you end up with one officer responding to some serious calls, and that's not a safe situation for anyone. So, that would be what would happen if we if this would not pass, is that we wouldn't have the staffing level that I feel we should need based on what we have going on.
All right, Chief Douglas, from your fire EMS standpoint, what happens if this referendum fails?
Well, I want to shadow what Chief Kelm said. We're going to continue to respond to calls, obviously. We're going to do everything. That's what we do, everything in our power to provide the service that is expected of us. I can say that without being doom and gloom, and I don't want to sound like that, but as the call volume as it is now and it's continuing to increase, we are already seeing times where we are not able to respond to certain what we would call lower level calls or transfers out of facilities where people need to be transferred to a higher level of care as quickly as we should. We will see prioritization of calls as the call volume goes up, if we have no more of those, as Chief Kelm described, boots on the ground. I don't think our citizens deserve that. I think our citizens deserve, regardless of the call, I think everybody deserves an immediate response.
Chippewa Falls Fire Chief Lee Douglas talks about the best way for Chippewa Falls homeowners to learn how much the referendum's passage would add to their taxes.
I think the best way to do this, is to direct people to our to the city's website, the City of Chippewa Falls website, and under the referendum tab, it's gonna, on the very bottom, it'll ask how will this referendum affect my taxes, and there's a brief descriptor, but you can plug in your fair market value of your home, and what they have on there is, if the referendum passes based on current data, the tax impact is estimated at $9.59 a month, or $115 per year for a $100,000 property value.
And so I'd like you to both address this as we wind down, and that is just the idea, starting with you, Chief Douglas, the idea mm-hmm. that talking with some City of Chippewa Falls, they go, wow, I mean, that's 230. If I have a home that's 200,000 or more, that's an additional $230 on my taxes. And as much as I want to be sensitive to this, that's a lot of money. So what do you say to folks there?
It is, and that has not That has been a tough decision for all of us. We would not be asking for this, as Chief Kelm had alluded to. We would not be asking citizens to dig deeper into their pockets if we didn't feel that this is the only way and absolutely necessary. I feel that moving forward, the rising costs of everything is making it prohibitive, if you will, and the limits that are in place, the levy limits that are in place, just does not allow the city to add staff to the to these essential services and the emergency services. So, again, please take that into account. Yes, it is. It is a burden on people. It really is. And I would like them to just really educate themselves and take a look at, you know, what makes our community, and, you know, what is important. And I feel like our community hopefully will be able to make an informed decision with that.
And on the question of the Chippewa Falls Public Safety Referendum increasing the tax burden of the City of Chippewa Falls homeowners, Police Chief Matthew Kelm says,
"We definitely recognize that, yeah, this is a tough time, absolutely, and asking for any kind of increase is something that is difficult. If they're voting for this, they are, you know, there will be an increase, but we wouldn't be asking, or we wouldn't be putting this referendum forward. The city council wouldn't even put this referendum forward if they didn't believe it was in the best interest of the public safety, which is this is a public safety referendum for the community. So they believe it is needed. And this, the amount asked for is to start these positions, but it's also to sustain these positions over for the foreseeable future so that we don't have to go back to another referendum. So it's this is long-term planning that this city has looked into for this referendum. It's not just a short Band-Aid. It's something that is meant to start these positions and then also sustain them long-term.
Our thanks to Chippewa Falls Police Chief Matthew Kelm, who you heard there, and also Chippewa Falls Fire Chief Lee Douglas in answering questions for us related to the 2022 public safety referendum that voters in the city of Chippewa Falls will be deciding on in early voting starting this week and up to Election Day on November 8th. Also, both men have been answering questions at various coffee and conversation events. There's one more of those slated for this week on Thursday morning, 8 to 9 at Whirlybird Coffee Co. That's Whirlybird Coffee Co. 8 to 9 this week on October 27th. So you might want to check that out if you have more questions. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. For more, check the podcast at WWIB.com. Thanks for listening.